American Future by Mercedes Cebrián, translated by Max Gilligan. I really must go to an inland state, preferably a warm one, Kansas, South Dakota, or Wyoming. Once settled, I can't dismiss the idea of sharing the rest of my life with an obese 45-year-old woman called Mandy. You and I in this place, why, Mandy, did we really choose this? I'll be reasonably happy with Mandy and our lame happiness, just like jellyfish. It won't be easy to convince her to travel to Europe. She prefers a lifestyle of those cast in plaster, rent the experience through means of film, the gaze fixed on the dynamism that others rewinded previously. In France, I'll be the one who asks the baker for the pastry she chooses. In Spain, I will tell her this is my country. This is where I grew up. She will be shocked by the narrow streets, by the small-sized cars. She links them to poverty. She won't be interested in our civil war, nor our literature, or the possibility of pronouncing the rich, streaky jamón that she so vastly enjoys. Heat and none. Get it, Mandy. Repeat Lorca and Jamón real quick, and it sounds like heat and none.